And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, that was The Dogs doing Fed Up off of a reissue of their 7-inch. Dan here, and Paul's going to play some stuff later on. Took my usual dive through the new record's bin. This is, I believe it's Femme Crewal, Uhuras Discos.
Drive back to disco. I drove the heck far away. Science fiction disco.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Beta Boys doing High on Drugs off of the, what's it called? Oh, wow, Hard Rock Music. I love it. 7-inch. It's a great record. Before that, CHU, which is an acronym for something. Give you a little 2-for-1 there. Neuroleptics and Half Pint off of their 7-inch on Neck Chop, a label, by the way, that is bringing the fucking hits these days. Before that, Tropical Trash doing Early Wish off of their 7-inch on Sophomore Lounge, another label that's come on my radar recently and is also bringing quite a lot of good stuff. Before that, Macho Boys from Portland doing Pig Sweat off of their LP, also on Neck Chop. I saw that band in Portland last Saturday, and they were fucking fantastic live. I think even better than the record. And then start things off with Femme Crewal, I believe it's how you pronounce it. I apologize if that's incorrect. Doing Uhuras Disco on the Spastic Fantastic label. This record gets the dubious honor of being one of the best 10 inches I've heard in a very long time.
Why is that dubious?
Because there aren't that many 10 inches, let alone 10 inches that I like. So, all right, now Paul's going to play some stuff.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Dan. It's good to be back. I'm a little bit nervous because it's been a long time since I've been on the radio, but we'll just see how it goes. I decided to make a set about violence. Seems a little bit timely. I've had a lot of discussions about violence lately, and it was also basically just my excuse to play this song, which is by Screaming Sneakers, a band from 1982 out of Miami, Florida, Violent Days.
Never many times. Jesse, you got arrested. What's up, the brother? What is mine? For us, we're out for you. He's down on your head. Jesse!
Steve Druitt of the band is, anyway, and he wanted me to mention a gig that they've got in South End, at a place called Rascals, which is tomorrow night being the 26th of February, the Newtown Neurotics at Rascals, South End.
We break strings, we go out of tune, we have 40 leads, we are the Newtown Neurotics.
Not
That was Newtown Neurotics with Mindless Violence. That's off of an LP called Pissed as a Newt. It's a reissue of an album that came out in 1980 of some early live recordings of Newtown Neurotics. That one was actually from 1978 and had a little bit of John Peel in the intro for you. Before that was Zounds doing War, obvious, preceded by Black Rebels, an Italian band, doing It's Time of Violence, which is, that's not, I don't think it's their fault that that it's called It's Time of Violence, because it's really called E Tempo di Violenza, but somebody decided to translate it a little bit wonkily. Youth Brigade did Violence off of the classic Someone Got Their Head Kicked In comp, and started off with Screamin' Sneakers, and I just want to recount that the last time I was here in front of the microphone, I got a kiss on the lips from Langford, and I'm so glad that that's not going to happen today. Is it, Dan? Okay, cool. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. Thanks, Paul, for playing some stuff. Yeah, I was actually born over the course of the Someone Got Their Head Kicked In tour, like somewhere, I remember, it was like through like August and September of 1982.
Oh, it was probably just as Mike Ness was putting on his mascara.
Probably, yes. born under a fedora sign, I suppose. all right. Got a set for you of some hardcore stuff. Going to start things off with Exit Order. Fucking killer band. Killer LP, Mass Panic.
Yeah. new.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, that was Shit doing Individuation 20-0 off of their 7-inch on La Vida Es Un Moose. Before that, Coke Bus doing Community Abuser off of their split 7-inch with Despise You. Before that, Xylitol doing It'll Slip off of their 7-inch on 25 Diamonds. Check out their interview in the most recent MRR. It is great. Before that, Fuck You Pay Me doing Dumb Down off of the Dumb Down LP on Tank Crimes. And I started things off with Exit Order doing Mass Panic off of Seeds of Hysteria is the name of that LP. What label is that? Side 2 Records, I should have guessed. Going right into another set. Gonna start off with Apogee Sound Club doing Hungover Again.
My dream, 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 my d
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was the Whooper Ups. I believe they're from London, doing karaoke off of their Sensible Daydream 7-inch. I've had that song stuck in my head for months. So good. Before that, Ineco doing Half Dome off of their Silver Haze LP on Don Giovanni. Before that, Sunbather, Peter Bonneman's most recent band, doing My Dreams off of their self-titled 12-inch, and start things off with Apogee Sound Club doing Hungover Again off of their Anti-Derivative LP. Guess we're going to go into announcements now.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked!
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl
or one copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.
All right, this is Paul back with you just to tell you about the last song of this show, which is by Icelandic duo Rót, R-O-H-T, on Iron Lung Records. The track is called Strákarnir Okkar.